Rodrigo and Gabriela on the classical acoustic guitars. And as you can hear, they can play. Let me share with you a little bit more, a little bit of what else is coming up this week. I know some of you had the opportunity to hear my conversation with Dr. Terry Linhart as he spoke with us from his book, The Self-Aware Leader, where he was sharing with us some nuggets on how to discover our blind spots, those areas that we may not really be picking up on that may be having a negative impact on our leadership performance. And of course, the goal being to help us become better leaders. I am going to bring that back to you this Saturday at 2 o'clock. Dr. Terry Linhart, helping us become better leaders. Also this week, we will continue to talk about how we can fix those relationships. This week really is not all about relationships, but there is a focus on relationships. Some of you were with me yesterday when we ran Sunday's broadcast of The Power of Making Amends. And I tell you, there is some power in making amends. And we will continue that discussion, part two of it, this coming Sunday. Today, we're talking about parents, lies, secrets, and truth, and taking a look at how being open and honest with our children can really go a long way towards making the relationships in the home better, the environment, the atmosphere, so much better. Well, on Wednesday, tomorrow, we're going to resume our discussion of fixing those relationships. And these relationships may have to do with family, may have to do with close friends. It's not just about family. Family is critical. But there are other relationships that mean a lot to us as well. And so we're going to talk about fixing those relationships on Wednesday. And we will continue to take a look at artificial intelligence. And we're going to take a look at where it will take us with regards to the future. Where, and remember, it's not just the artificial intelligence that's taking us there. It's the people who are innovating and developing the artificial intelligence who are taking us there. Where are they going to take us into the future? Well, we will look into the future, take a look at artificial intelligence or humanoids and souls. We'll also take a look at our brain on religion. On Friday, I'll feature Newsarite, where we take a look at a number of articles, a number of newsworthy articles from around the world, various parts of the world. And one of the things we'll take a look at this Friday is skin color. So again, I want you to be listening out, looking out. You can go to speakingwith.com and you can take a look at this week's guests and topics. That'll let you know what the planned discussions are. Sometimes something may change from time to time, but that will show you what the planned schedule of guests and topics is. Also, you can, while there, click on the link that is labeled Listen Online at your convenience. That will allow you to basically listen at your convenience. You may not be able to join us on 1550 AM, The Voice, WTHB, each time that we air. It is great when you can, but when you can't, remember, you can still listen in simply by going to speakingwith.com, clicking on the link that is labeled Listen Online at your convenience. If you know the date that you're looking for, the date of the broadcast, the date that it actually aired, you can go by that date. That'll make it quick and easy. If you know the name of the guest, or you know maybe a keyword from the topic, the title of the topic or discussion, if you're using your smartphone, you can type that information into your search bar and it will bring that up for you. So that said, that leads me to remember, to remind you that the site is optimized for smartphone use. So we'll be working to get some more things going as we go, but we do have that in place as we speak. All right. We mentioned that when it comes to parents, lies, secrets, and truth, that when anyone is lied to, there's a risk that they will feel irrelevant and unimportant. What does that do to their self-esteem, particularly the children, especially when the people they most rely on to be honest with them are the ones who have them have their self-esteem taking a hit? How about this? When parents are honest with their kids, it fosters better communication. And we know that good communication leads to better relationships, better emotional health, and better physical health, and less susceptibility to peer pressure. Now, here's a question. When parents lie to their children, are they doing it to protect themselves, or are they doing that to protect their kids? Or are they trying to protect both their kids and themselves, but one more than the other? Think about what would be most helpful for your family as a system rather than easier for you as a parent. I mentioned that I raised that question earlier about what could we do? What could happen if one or both parents had engaged in adultery and it really just tore the family apart? You may want to get some counsel. Dr. Greenberg may be one. She's a clinical psychologist, as I mentioned before. But someone who's counseling, and, you know, you may want to talk with them and ask, hey, should we get together with our children? We're finally ready to at least begin to move towards getting our act together and healing this family, improving this environment. But we're not sure exactly how we should proceed. Should we actually tell our children that one of us or both of us has been engaging in adultery, and that's what's hurt this marriage and this relationship? Or if there's only one person who's been engaging in adultery, should that one person come clean and let the children know, This is what I've been doing? It's not just about telling the truth. Sometimes it's about telling anything, being open as well as honest. Consider that. If family issues are not shared, then when they are revealed, Dr. Greenberg points out, they may be experienced as shocking and alarming. So Dr. Greenberg suggests sharing issues with kids as they occur so that they don't turn into bigger issues than they might actually be. Kids and families want to have a role and be helpful. For example, if a family member is ill, then the children can help out in a developmentally appropriate manner. If the stressor is dealt with as a secret, then kids cannot be given a helpful role. Everyone feels better and more important if they are needed and are allowed to participate in a process that might make things better in one way or another. I tell you what, sometimes it's a matter of going about the business of deciding what is truly best. And again, what is truly best may not be what the parents decide will help them look best, that will help them save face. Very often, ladies and gentlemen, it's not about saving face. It's about healing the family, even if that means you experience pain that you've brought on yourself.